Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about some upcoming training opportunities of Braveheart Volunteers is Willow Moore. She's the director of Braveheart Volunteers. And thanks for coming in this morning, Willow.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hope you stayed dry out there.
Impossible in Sitka, but delightful nonetheless.
So you have kind of an interesting idea for sort of a new training model at Braveheart. I know I've had you on this show many times before, and we've talked about sort of the traditional training program for getting into Braveheart, but it's not always been for everybody, right?
Right. And so we normally have a Saturday where we get together with our wonderful volunteers, and we'll run over policy procedure, cultural training, body mechanics, all the necessary items to be a Braveheart volunteer, and it takes about 8 hours. But what we're doing this time is we are inviting people who are interested in becoming a Braveheart volunteer but can't quite match that Saturday up with their schedule to give us a call, and the number is 747-4600. And what we can do is we'll work with these individuals to set up a specific training, a training that matches your schedule. So we have several people that already signed up, and we're looking for a few more that would like to set up that independent training.
So if you're getting independent training, is it just going to be you, or are you trying to bring together a bunch of people who can't fit the regular schedule and get them into a group, or is it really just kind of one-on-one?
We actually do both. We've had several people come to us over the years that just can't make that Saturday kind of commitment, and so we end up doing an individual training. In this case, we have a group, I think it's a list right now of six people who would like to do a separate, you know, maybe weeknights, maybe it'll end up being a Sunday, maybe it'll end up being a weekday. So we're just going to figure out what works for the group and set a training that works for everyone and have that however it ends up being.
Okay. So. Let's talk a minute, Willow, about who takes volunteer training at Braveheart and why.
Great. So we have people from all walks of life that take training. We have family caregivers. We have people who've lost loved ones and now would like to give back because they received the services before. We have professionals who do presentations for us. It's just anyone and everyone. We have youth that come with their parents. We have families. So it really is one size fits all. But what is wonderful about our program is that we can work with any schedule. So once you're a trained volunteer, once we've ensured the safety and confidentiality and just gone over all the details, then we can fit your schedule exactly. If you have 5 minutes on a Saturday and want to make a difference with those 5 minutes, we can do that. If we have a job, we've got an idea or a plan in place. If you have a couple hours, we can make that fit. There's just a lot of options at Braveheart.
And you mentioned that you mentioned youth. I guess if you're going to be an individual who's taking the program, you've got to be 18 or over or have consent. But
right,
you're also looking at training families as a group.
That's correct. So we have two separate groups that are doing an independent training right now. We have our typical volunteers, which are normally over 18 individuals, and then we're doing a family volunteer orientation and training. So if you are a family, if you're an adult with kids or a full family, you can give us a call, and what we'll do is we'll set up a training that's either individual to your family or several families. Right now we have, I think, two families on the waiting list.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We've talked a lot about this before. Sort of in my own family, we're kind of going through, this phase with our parents, and it's so important that just everybody kind of be on the same page, because it's a difficult time as it is. It doesn't have to be necessarily overly stressful in your relationship with the person who's receiving care, but if that person's getting mixed signals, it seems to aggravate an already confusing situation. So it's a great idea.
Yeah, and what I really love about our training is it's so applicable to every part of life. Chronic illness, terminal illness, loss of loved ones, loss of a friend, all these things are part of life. And so what I have appreciated about the way the founders, Oriella Hughes and Jean Frank and a whole host of people set up the program is that yes, you're helping other people. Yes, you're making a difference in your community, but you're also learning things that you'll need to learn one way or the other throughout your life. So I've enjoyed that process myself, learning more and more about all aspects of life.
Yeah, it is. It's so true. I mean, you talk about compassionate caregiving. You can just break it down into compassion and caregiving. They're valuable tools, and when you merge them into, as you do in Braveheart, it's it's a valuable thing to know. Yeah. Frequently asked questions. Mm-hmm. When people call you up or run you down on the street, what are they usually asking you about?
Well, training? One of the first ones is always, am I making a commitment when I take this training? And the answer is no, of course not. We want, we're providing this training, but we want you to ensure that your life is going well and that your bases are covered before you do anything with us. So we're providing this information for free, and we hope that in return you'll come and do what you can do with your schedule. So again, as I said, we have work or jobs or programs that fit every single schedule. So
okay.
That's one area. And there's no real commitment that you've signed up for. You can change it any time. And then one, is there any cost involved? As I've said, the trainings are free. We do provide a background check for every single person that volunteers with us to ensure that safety and, of course, confidentiality involved. But we have scholarship programs to cover that if that's an expense for the volunteer that's being trained. And Those are the biggest questions that people have. What am I signing up for here?
Right. What am I getting into? Mm-hmm. People should just call if they're interested.
Yep.
And we've been talking about the independent volunteer training. Have you got something in the works for the regular Saturday training, too, that we ought to mention while we're talking about it?
In the next few months, we try to have one each quarter, and so in the next few months, we'll be setting that schedule, yeah.
Okay. Did you want to talk about the grief and bereavement group, which is ongoing, too?
Absolutely. So Braveheart, also another program of ours, is grief and bereavement education and support. And what that is, it's got many tenets, but the first one is that we have a group that meets every single Monday night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Braveheart office, the Pioneer Home Manager's house. And that group is free, confidential, professionally facilitated, and open, and in that we have a very set curriculum, but we also tailor it precisely to the group members attending. So we use this broad curriculum that we have, but it depended on what is going on in the group. That's what we cover for the day, the type of information that we cover. So 6 to 8 p.m. every Monday, and you don't need to have just lost someone. That's one of the most frequently asked questions about that program. And do I need to have just lost a loved one to attend? And the answer is no. If you've had a loss at any point in your life, grief is grief. Please feel free to come, check it out. Another frequently asked question is, do I have to talk? Do I have to be involved? And the answer there is no. Please come. Do as you would like. It's a place where you can feel completely comfortable. Be assured of the confidentiality. Be assured of the privacy. And also just be in a space where you can learn about any aspect of grief and bereavement.
Yeah, I think it was a few months ago, Willow, that you brought in Beverly Rivard. Is she the one who's still leading this group?
Yes, she is.
And she is her title is... her professional title is
LCSW and MAC, licensed
counselor. And Beverly and I were having this conversation about, when you do lose a loved one, it's like there's this. It's so surprising. There's this sort of administrative wave that washes over you, literally from the moment the person passes. You have to start making calls, and you become a clerk. You become kind of an Uber clerk, and there's really very little time to even at the memorial, you might not even be really, your brain might even be ticking away about other facets of what you've got to do next. And Beverly mentioned, she sees people who lost loved ones, quite a long time in the past, who have not had a chance to really kind of decompress. Yeah. And it's not to say that, people who are, experiencing loss or imminent loss don't get a lot out of the program too, but it's really the spectrum. I was really astonished to hear her talk about that.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. And another frequently asked question about that program is, what if I have someone with chronic and terminal illness and I'm interested in the program? You know, there's so much grief involved as your loved one changes, as you know, a loved one no longer recognizes you as they go through Alzheimer's disease or related dementia. So that people who have not lost their loved ones but are going through changes in terms of chronic terminal illness are also welcome in the program. We also have, Braveheart also has a separate program that is designed for caregivers, but you're welcome to both of those programs.
Yeah, it's funny to hear myself say it, but I remember, Nancy Reagan brought that sort of into the forefront when she wrote a memoir called The Long Goodbye about President Ronald Reagan and Alzheimer's, how you do experience kind of a grief, a form of grief, even before a person actually passes, when, you know, their life so dramatically changes that, you know, everything's different. So it sounds like it's kind of a catch-all group for people who are just, you know, experiencing this change at any stage.
Mm-hmm.
So one last thing, Willow, there's a donor appreciation event coming up at Braveheart.
Yes, there is. Our donors make everything possible because our programs are free of charge. And so it is such a delight. This Friday, we get to make a meal for our wonderful donors and share with them the stories and statistics of 2011, really sharing with them all that's made they have made possible for our programs and for our community.
And that'll be over at Braveheart.
Yes, it will.
Friday at what time?
5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And so we have lots of treats, drinks, desserts, and we look forward to sharing those stories.
I've noticed at your place there at the Pioneers Home Manager's House, there is a kitchen and there's a lot of good stuff that comes out of there. You seem to have an in on the good food.
We just have wonderful staff with many skills. Not myself, but the other staff.
All right. Well, don't sell yourself short, Willow. Again, Willow Moore is the director of Braveheart Volunteers. We've been talking about an independent volunteer training for folks who can't make the regular schedule. If you're interested in this, again, Willa, they should just call you up.
Absolutely. 747-4600. They can call us anytime. Also, we can be contacted through our website, www.braveheartvolunteers.org. Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Thank you, Willa. Thanks for coming in.